From Tidbits on March 29th, 2010, this is New Take Control eBook Explains Devon Think 2, written by Adam C. Angst. Are you overwhelmed with paper bills, downloaded PDFs, email receipts, web bookmarks, RSS feeds, text files, and useful snippets from who knows where? Our own Joe Kissel once was as well, but thanks to the information management application Devon Think 2, he has not only beaten back information overload, but has also eliminated much of the paper from his small home office, this last bit with the help of a Fujitsu ScanSnap scanner. If you're interested in using Devon Think to take control of your digital life too, we have a treat for you. Joe's latest ebook, Take Control of Getting Started with Devon Think 2. In it, Joe explains DevonThink's core concepts and guides you through many aspects of putting DevonThink to work. The 151-page ebook, created in collaboration with Devon Technologies, is available for $10. And if you don't have a copy, you can learn more about DevonThink 2 and download a free trial version from their website. Joe covers oodles of features in DevonThink 2, and more importantly, he helps you match DevonThink's many options to your personality and requirements. You'll learn how to import your data from numerous sources, organize it using hierarchical groups and freeform tags, find it by browsing or searching, and much more. You'll learn how to get around in DevonThink's interface, decide how many databases you need and set them up, determine whether to input or index data, configure where incoming data will go, import data from many different applications, input data from a scanner, including OCR options, use grouping and tagging to organize data, use simple and sophisticated techniques for searching, create smart groups that automatically gather newly imported data, edit data in DevonThink or using external applications, export data out of DevonThink, and back up and maintain healthy databases. Questions answered in the book include, what is DevonThink especially good for, and what should be left to other programs? What kinds of data can I import? Short answer is nearly everything. Which of DevonThink's many views should I use? When I import data from different sources, where does it end up and why? Is it better to sort imported data right away or leave it for later? Should I group my data, tag it, or both? What are duplicates and replicants, and how can I tell them apart? Which types of data can be created or edited within DevonThink? How do I make my DevonThink database accessible via the web? Are there any automated or AppleScript options for DevonThink? Yes, there are. What do you expect? The ebook covers all three editions of DevonThink 2, DevonThink Pro Office, DevonThink Professional, and DevonThink Personal. It is completely up to date with the recent release of DevonThink 2.0.2. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and this DevonThink book has actually sold remarkably well for... We didn't really think that it was going to do that well, given that it's about a third-party product and all that, but DevonThink is one of those deep programs that promises a lot, but you need a little bit of extra help can go a long way in really figuring out how to use the program. So we've been actually really pleased at how well it's done so far, and if you're at all thinking about DevonThink, I really encourage you to take a look. Thanks a lot.